Hey, it's Jeffrey Craner here to tell you about a really great writer. Maybe you've heard of him, Joseph Fink. He created and writes the Welcome to Night Vale podcast with me. Well, Joseph has a new horror novella coming September 1st called The Nudge. You can and should pre-order this now. Pre-orders really, really help authors with that early rush of attention. Plus, it's such a good book. But don't take my word for it. The Starred Kirkus Review said it will resonate with classic horror fans as well as Night Vale devotees. The incredible horror novelist T. Kingfisher says it's a perfect little bite-sized horror. Some of these scenes are going to live in my head for a long, long time. If you get the print version, you'll get original illustrations by Night Vale's own Jessica Hayworth. And if you get the audiobook version, it's read by Kevin R. Free and Cecil Baldwin. Print, ebook, audio, whatever, go pre-order this thing now wherever you get your books. And if you want to keep up on the latest with other projects like The Nudge that we're doing, new merch, new live tours, etc., get on our mailing list. Just go to welcometonightvale.com to sign up. It's twice monthly. We don't sell your data. We just want people to know what we're up to. And hey, thanks.
So klingt frische Musik. Und so klingt frische bei Aldi. Immer gut, immer günstig, immer vielfältig. Kurz gesagt, frische für alle. Zum Aldi-Preis. Diese Woche rote Tafeläpfel aus Deutschland. 2 Kilo für nur 1,79 Euro. Oder Mini-Roma-Rispentomaten. 300 Gramm für nur 1,11 Euro. Entdecke viele weitere Angebote zum Aldi-Preis. Und weiter geht's mit frischer Musik für jeden Geschmack. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Blessings to you all. This is Harrison Kipp's Twilight Gospel Hour. Come on in, friend. Well, howdy, y'all. Harrison Kipp here. Now, some of you might know me as the adjunct professor of archaeology at the Night Vale Community College. Others might know me for my various important archaeological finds out in the desert, such as a talisman that raised a sand golem which then attacked the mayor, and again, I'm awfully sorry about that. But these days, probably most of you know me as the local volunteer head of my religion's community worship space. I get a lot of questions about that position, questions such as, when are services? Well, that information is on the website, but the general answer is, whenever one of us feels moved to enter the trance of mangling, which is generally Mondays at 8 p.m. Or questions such as, can I join the services? And the answer is, of course. In fact, you may not have a choice. Or questions such as, what exactly is your religion anyway? So those are some of the questions I get. Friends, the thing about questions is they are like elbows. Everyone's got one, and then another one. Everyone has exactly two questions. Oh, hold on. It's 7:15. I gotta play the station ID. Okay, here it is.
You are listening to Night Vale Community Radio. Support for Night Vale Community Radio comes from Todd Allen Jones, Jana Chernobylsky, the Miriam McDonald Memorial Fund, the Society for Goblins, the Mr. Ed simply cannot have been the only talking horse society for horse experimentation, the Marcus Vanston Found... Oh, wait. Let me just cross that one out. There we go. The Flaky O's Fund for Misinformation... A generous grant from the thing that lives behind the gravestones. Denny's. That's like 90% of our funding right there. Oh, they'd be so mad if they ever found out how much we've stolen from them. The Listerine Fund for Small Desert Town Radio Stations. This wallet full of cash I found on the street that we could not figure out who it belonged to because all it had in it was the money, a driver's license in the name of Pamela Winchell, and a slip of paper that said, if found, please return to, and then it had Pamela Winchell's address, so that could belong to anyone, really. The Corporation for Public Broad... Oh, wait, let me just cross that one out, too.
the people who like cancer and made it harder to cure cancer closed that one. The Windenburg Coven, the cave that produces one golden coin a day. The woman from Italy, the faceless old woman who secretly lives in your home and has been taking money from you for years and giving it to us. Gorzam the Destroyer, a box that if you press the button, you get $1 million, and someone you don't know somewhere in the world dies, and baby, we hammer that button all day. And of course, listeners like you. Unless you're not giving the radio station money, in which case, listeners who are better than you.
Man, that station ID is long. Now, I know the rumors and the gossip have been flying. A so-called angel was murdered, went by the name of Erica, as all angels do, but unlike the rest of them, never loitered outside the liquor store asking if anyone could spare $10. And soon enough, this angel, tired of having the same name as the other angels and living their non-hierarchical lifestyle, and so he started going by Marcus Vanston again and moved back into his mansion and changed his pronouns back to he, him, although he now was a genderless manifestation of the divine within all of us. And that's when he got curious about what we all over in my religion were up to. So yes, Marcus Vanston made several visits to our worship hall in the weeks before his death. And yes, there was some talk of a donation, although whether it would be called generous, I guess agree to disagree on that. Frankly, it was stingy, by the standards of his fortune. An appropriate amount would be something simple like, say, 70 or 80% of his net worth. But instead, he was only offering like 1 or 2 million at most, and so yes, I did get a bit angry. And yes, many of you around town saw me screaming at him, really laying into him, my face red, spit flying out of my mouth, and yes, I did scream, "I'll see you dead!" at him. But I didn't mean it. It was a metaphor for me seeing him dead. I didn't even know angels could die, tell you the truth. Anyway, turns out, for legal reasons, our worship hall cannot accept donations, so that should clear all suspicion from us right up, because we cannot directly receive donations. Directly. I know it looks bad, I'm aware. I know it also looks bad that I was loitering outside his mansion an hour before he died, but I swear it's only because we were supposed to have a meeting, but he refused to see me. And I was only holding the big knife because I was on my way to murder someone else in the name of my God. But he kept me waiting for so long that I missed that appointment too. Frankly, it was a bad day for me. And you all asking a lot of questions about it are not making it any better, so just knock it off, okay? And now it's time for a Twilight Gospel Hour moment of prayer. O children of the God that lives beyond the false sky, O children of the God who drew the dotted lines and arrows on that atmospheric facade built by lesser gods and tricksters, O children of your parents as well, don't forget mom and dad, or mom and mom, or dad and dad, or the polycule that raised you. Big shout out to them. Let us bow our heads and clasp our hands and curl our toes and scrunch our noses in that cute way everyone likes. To the eternal creator and destroyer of all life, dead, living, and yet to be, we say howdy. And oh yea, for we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and the ridge of unhappiness, and the sycamore grove of jealousy, but we fear not evil, because we're just kind of over it. We were afraid for so long that now we're kind of like whatever. We do not ask much of you, except earthly wealth
long lives, vigor and good health, perfect luck, and strong and sparkling teeth. But other than that, we ask almost nothing of you. So think well of us, you who live beyond the false sky, you who constantly knock on the firmament, demanding to be let in, demanding that whatever built that sky yield to you, demanding that we destroy the heavens themselves. But in the meantime, let's just see the Cowboys to the Super Bowl next year, please. We ask so little of you, so give us this one. Thanks.
Let's have a word from our sponsors. No, the Gospel Hour has sponsors. Well, you're darn right and proud of it. My religion believes that every dollar earned is 1,000 more blood cells in your body. I'm not sure of the science on that, but the scripture is very clear on this point. However, I am a bit of a top guy in my organization, and so I don't usually sully myself with the ad reads. For that, I instead bring you Deb, the sentient patch of haze.
Thanks, Harrison. Sounds like you're an important man with an important job. Much more important than me. How impressive for you. Anywho, today's Twilight Gospel Hour is sponsored by Hotels.com. Folks, we got this domain very early. We're trying to make the most of it. You see, back in the early days of the internet, people mostly found things by typing in web addresses. So having something like airplane.com or cutedogphotos.com or hotels.com, those were really valuable. People had to spend a lot of money for those. We spent a lot of money. And now people just search stuff on their phones and click the first thing that comes up. Or they talk to a chatbot thinking they're getting good prices on a flight to Fiji because the chatbot does not and cannot know anything and so is making the prices up. A website like hotels.com just isn't worth what it used to be. And we're deeply underwater on the domain name, and we got some real scary guys calling us at all hours of the night, describing very imaginative stuff they could do to our knees, and we're scared. We don't mind telling you right now, we're scared. We stay up at night thinking about our kids. What are we gonna tell them? That we're a failure? That the person who raised them is a failure? You think that's what we're gonna tell them? No. No, sir. Not us. Not hotels.com. Because you're going to start using us to book all your travel. All of it. Capiche? Because those guys calling us in the middle of the night, they're not the only ones with imaginations. We can also think of stuff to do to knees. Like, hold on. Okay. Hit them, I guess. That's the main one. So, no funny stuff. Just use our website, book your travel, and no one gets hurt. This has been a word from our sponsors. Back to your important radio program, Harrison.
Okay, sure. Sorry, I was in the break room telling all of those fellas named Sean and the station sales department about the good word. The good word is fizz. I love the way it feels in my mouth. Like a little celebration every time. Oh. Parishioners of the Twilight Gospel Hour, there has been another revelation from our God. I was spoken to just now via cell phone. What, you think a God can't make use of modern technology? Stone tablets were the cell phones of their day, and now any modern God worth their kingdom will text. I will reveal to you the latest message, but first, a hymn. Dang it! You're telling me there is not a single hymn in this radio station. The only music I can find in here is Jews with Horns by the Klezmatics and pirated copy of Bono's first solo album, Bono Belts the Blues. Well, okay then. I guess let's have a weather report instead.
Thank you. sky falling, clouds burn around our heads, feeling the ground pouring as it melts beneath our legs, feeling the lights rolling as we're hanging off the ledge, feeling the night calling, hear the answers in our breath.
Yeah, look, eyes closing, the touch revoking the flowing ocean. Baptizing your waters, I'm floating with the motion. Drinking, drown, I'm surrounded by passion, we invoking. Feel the fire light around me as the world is frozen. And so it lives, a spiral fears in a wonderland. Surreal depictions of bodies twisted up under man. Refuses one, where she begins is what I end. Then let her out to and fill a temple we might sin. Take a taste of a forbidden fruit. Get to know her just like an interview. Gave a pause like an interlude. And then she breathing, let the feel consume. Kill it just like we in a tomb. Head spinning, we spin it too. Looking back at the past, surrounded in black flags. Future looking looser, you tightly gripping on my bed. Stranger in my home, familiar but unknown. There ain't no laws within no order, so we taking home.
Sky falling, clouds burn around our heads. Feeling the ground pouring as it melts beneath our legs. Feeling the lights sprawling as we're hanging off the ledge. Feeling the night calling, hear the answers in our breath.
Yeah, I'm praising in your temple with my ear against the pews. But my God is lacking, God has got us lacking view. Only seeing you, each other we consume. Water each other and watch as your flower starts to bloom. I drink your body, get drunk off your thighs and heal your mind. Precipice of eruption exploding from inside. I hear the choir singing loudly as you moan and whine. Sweet as Moscato by the bottle as she curve around. Wrapped around my flesh, feel my tongue against your neck. Fingernails deep in my back, teeth digging into my chest. Ecstasy and closing pain, got my mind fiending. The world could crash around as long as you and I breathing.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Cool, wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Hol dir dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer.
Very informative. So remember to carry an umbrella around this week. The time has come, children. It is time for me to read the latest revelation from our God. Oh, shoot! It's 8 now. I gotta play the rest of that station ID.
The Smithwick Foundation. A generous grant from a vague yet menacing government agency. The Dragons of the Deep. Thanks, guys. A sack of gold I found out in the desert and never told anyone about it because it had these dark stains on it, and frankly, I don't want to know. Some money I took from Marcus Vanston's house after he died. He's not going to miss it. The National Community Radio Fund. The Hunto Car Worship Committee. The good folks at the Shrieking Elms Retirement Home. I understand they held a bake sale. Oh. No, I misread that. It was a bank sale. They were the joint owners of the last bank of Nightvale, and they felt it was time to move their assets around. Man, the older generations are rich. The Carlisle Arts Foundation. The Carlisle Arts Foundation started by the other Carlisle sister. Their slogan, the Arts Foundation that isn't a fraud, founded by a clown. And of course, listeners like you. Don't worry, you're included now too. The nice folks at the Shrieking Elms helped us take it out of your accounts without you even having to lift a finger.
Jeez, these station IDs get longer every year. Also, he better not be talking about my bank account. I do not look kindly on anyone messing with my religion's money. I do not look kindly on that at all. Anyway, let's get to the divine revelation. The revelation starts with the emoji of the sun wearing sunglasses, and then one of a ballerina covering her face in shame, and then one of an apple with a soft spot. I guess our God has recently figured out emojis. We can argue how to interpret those later. Then, he gave us a list of new rules and prophecies. Rule 1. You can try to have other gods before me, but you're gonna look real silly when I destroy all the other gods and you were busy following one of the losers. Rule 2. No forks. Can't say why, just stop using forks. Rule 3. Also mason jars as water glasses. Knock that off. The 4th revelation from our God says, I require about a gallon of eye fluids. Now obviously this can't come from just one of you. I'm hoping you all can squeeze out a little bit of each of your eye fluids without too much harm until you have a gallon of it. But I do need that fluid pronto. In item number 5, our God says, I wish I could show you what is beyond the sky. If you cracked open the firmament, you would see a depth of terror. It would be so beautiful. Spinning galaxies, and all of the galaxies are screaming. Planets made of fire. Full of people made of fire, and everyone feels the fire, and it burns all the time. Nebulas of pain, black holes that will someday devour everything you love. An alternate version of Earth that is somehow just a little bit worse than this one. A spaceship that launched 1,000 years ago, and it has 1,000 more years of travel ahead of it, and everyone aboard is dead, and everyone at their destination is dead, but the spaceship flies dumbly on, following instructions encoded into the physical structure of its circuits, instructions it could not disobey any more than its dead passengers could rise again and speak. There is so much out here, and they are keeping it from you with that false sky. Number 6, blood, mud, or spuds, nobody rides for free. And finally, our God's 7th rule. Those who cross me, who disobey my edicts, who reject my power, who wander down different paths, who refuse my light, and especially all of those who promise my church money and then do not give that money, they will surely perish from this earth real quick due to being killed by one of my guys. So keep that in mind. Some wise points from our God. You know, a God is kind of like a good horse. They are both incapable of vomiting. My grandfather always used to tell me that. When he spoke to me from the vent in my bedroom. My grandfather died before I was born, so it was always nice to hear his thin, cruel voice whistling out in the dark hours. Reminded me that I wasn't alone. No, my grandfather was with me in the walls, in the vents, in the darkest hours of the night. Oh, now listen to me, rambling on. I suppose it's time to shut things down here at the Twilight Gospel Hour. We are well past civil twilight, and soon we'll be past nautical twilight too. And then it'll only be us and the stars, those false lights on that fake sky. Stay tuned next for some other show. I don't pay attention to what else broadcasts at this station. None of my business, I'm sure. Good twilight, Night Vale. with twilight.
Welcome to Night Vale is a production of Night Vale Presents. It is written by Joseph Fink, Jeffrey Craner, and Bree Williams. Sound design and production by Disparition. The voice of Harrison Kipp is Jeffrey Craner. The voice of Deb is Meg Bashwinner. The voice of Night Vale is Cecil Baldwin. Original music by Disparition. All of it can be found at disparition.net. This episode's weather is Night Calling, by Who is Raphael Leroux. Produced by Petrichor. Find out more at the link in our show notes. Comments, questions, email us at info@welcometonightvale.com or follow us on Blue Sky at Night Vale Radio or on Instagram, Tumblr, and TikTok at Night Vale Official, or slip into something a little bit more comfortable, like a big sleeping bag. But mainly check out welcometonightvale.com, where we have a twice monthly mailing list that is the best way to keep up to date directly from us to you. Beep beep go the computers. And then hey, a new email from your friends over at Welcome to Night Vale. Today's proverb: if I had a nickel for every time I heard and if I had a nickel joke, I'd probably have around 100 nickels, which is more change than I would want to have. Hi, we're Meg Bashwinner.
And Joseph Fink.
Of Welcome to Night Vale. And on our new show, The Best Worst, we explore the golden age of television.
To do that, we're watching the IMDb viewer-rated best and worst episodes of classic TV shows.
The episode of Star Trek, where Beverly Crusher has sex with a ghost. The episode of The X-Files, where Scully gets attacked by a vicious house cat.
And also the really good episodes, too.
What can we learn from the best and worst of great television? Like, for example, is it really a bad episode, or do people just hate women?
The Best Worst, available wherever you get your podcasts.